Tov.
Okay. Again, the definition of the still from the article.
Domem. אנחנו קוראים שוב את עניין דומם צומח חי מדבר.
Still, we're reading again. Still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Shamati 115. Still is something that does not have an authority of its own. Rather, it is under the authority of its landlord and must satisfy every wish and desire of its landlord. Hence, when the Creator created creation for His glory, as it is written, everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, it means that the Creator created creation for His own needs. The nature of the landlord is imprinted in the creatures, meaning all the creatures cannot work for another, but for themselves.
From here we need to understand that delving deeper and deeper into this concept of the still brings us to the vegetative, to the animate, and to the speaking, and to the complete godliness. And this is all in all in adhesion to the degree of the still. That on the degree of still, there is none else besides Him, and that is all that we attain. And everything else comes from the still and is actually within the still. When we start researching the activation of the Creator within us, that He is activating us, that brings us to this additional depth of His activation. And from that, we remain in that same style, that there is none else besides Him, to be adhered with His desire, and with His goal, with everything that we can find in His activation. And we don't want to delve deeper in more than Him activating us. That means to not mix up our own selfishness. But the fact that we want to adhere to His activation, that we don't even respond to it, that brings us to advancement, to the vegetative, animate, and speaking. Meaning the still remains as the foundation, that in maintaining this foundation, we can reach the vegetative, meaning guarding the still with to the power of three, we reach the degree of the animate, and then the degree of the animate. Sorry, of the degree of the speaking. And all of this is from holding on to the principles of the still. So we truly need to locate this connection, this place, and cling to it, and to acquire it, that it will exist in us, ongoing, non-stop. From that we'll reach prayers, we'll reach needs, new needs, how can we hold on to it, and so on. It all comes from that. But for now, that is the only thing that we need to, I would say, be stuck on. Okay? We're done with you. Okay, go on, ask.
Rav.
Rav.
Hanivra ukovea she'en od milvado.
Is the created being determining that there is no one besides him, and everything else the reforming light does, all the degrees above the still belongs to the reforming light?
Correct.
Thank you. I am happy this is so.
You said it even better than me, that the created being determines that there is no one besides him, and everything else is done by the Creator. That's correct. Yes.
Another question from New York. It sounds like the still degree is really the only thing we have to focus on.
Right.
So why do we focus on all those things in our study, those actions?
No. Nothing that was done later on by us comes out only of the necessity to determine the degree of the still. Doesn't matter what we determine, it is all determining a new, more advanced degree of the still, which upon that degree, there are additions that is related to the freedom of every degree. Yes.
Ildar from Sizran is asking, is there a connection between Lo Lishma and the still degree?
I don't want to start confusing you. Don't ask about the definitions that we know from the wisdom of Kabbalah and the degree of Domem. You can now say greatness, smallness, achap of the upper one, and that immediately that erases what we've been talking about for 3 hours. Okay? What, Mama? Rav, you answered a friend that throughout the day you need to hold on to the degree of the still through our avot.
No, yeah, so how will I keep myself if I have to be in there is nothing besides him? No, it means that everything that's in me comes from this one source. That's the meaning of there is nothing besides him. What else? You understand that? Interpret this principle and you'll see that the still degree is the realization of there is nothing besides him.
I need the arvut to...
If you need arvut for it, I don't know. Check if you need it. This friend asked me, how can he keep that? Because he goes out to the world, to his work, and everything disappears there. So I said, it's possible that the friends would think of him, and each one will think of everyone else, and by that they'll strengthen him.
Ken. No microphone.
Microphone. Raise your hand at least.
Luigashi from Guadalajara is asking, how are we supposed to connect if we see that we're meaningless like a rock, like a stone? Because to connect demands from us to do minimal actions. It demands from us to be in it at least.
I don't understand. What, we have to become like a rock in the middle of the street?
No, if we see that we're like still.
Only with respect to one thing do I determine that I am still. That I am 100% operated by the Creator. I come to the group. I start to work with them in a workshop, in all sorts of activities. I do different things. Am I forbidden from doing it? No. Except don't think that you're doing it. Only that I'm activated by the Creator. But it doesn't affect my actions at all. It only affects my attitude towards what's happening to me. My attitude. Not any action, not any reaction, nothing. So I stay alive, I do everything. I just want to feel how the Creator is working through me on everyone, and I change nothing about our about my life.
He's saying to connect demands a spiritual action, and it seems that we don't even...
Well, you're connected. Is that called spirituality? Think about each other. By that you will help each other. And that thought that you're thinking about each other, if you do, it's also the Creator activating you. Yes, Saba.
Rav, can I ask a question about a chapter in Shamati that was read to us?
If you read it, yet.
It says here that the Creator created the creation for His own needs. The quality of the host is in the created beings, that they cannot work for His benefit, but for their own. So it seems as if there is some kind of egoistic action here.
Or rather, of course, who created the ego? The Creator, you know?
Yes. But actually, what we're learning here, this ego is something that's seemingly concealed. It's as if it does it for his own benefit.
This I don't know. I know that everything that's in me was created by the Creator. And now he's also activating what he created. He is also doing that. And he just gave me the thought to think that this is what he did.
That's from him.
That's also from him, of course. Everything from him. And he gave me, in that thought, he let me understand that besides that, there is a piece of me in it. And that me, that I, is seemingly separate from him. It's all from him, but this also this everything came from him. Even my I.
No. No, the microphone is taking my soul.
Fabrizio from Argentina. Do something with the mics.
Who determines the response, the reactions of our actions?
The result from our action? It's, of course, the Creator. What are you trying to say? That there are such actions that He is not performing? Rather, who?
So what do we do?
We only need to determine that there is none else besides Him.
So why do we meet? Why do we sit together?
In order to determine that. That's the meaning of the revelation of the Creator. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. This is what I have to reveal, discover. Now we're talking about the revelation of the Creator as He's starting the action in me. Then later we'll talk about how to determine that during the action, at the end of the action, then in all the actions of connection between us. Yes, that's called the revelation of the Creator. But revelation is also understanding, feeling, becoming aware, conscious of it. There are many systems in us we have to build, that He builds in us, but we'll feel the need for them, and the need also comes from Him. And all those things we have to come to know, how He comes and works and invites those needs for us, and we respond as a result of these needs, and then how He obligates us to pray, and how we relate to others and to Him, and so on and so forth. How the Creator performs everything. Do you know what is the complete adhesion? Then you discover that you didn't work, didn't do anything, and you reach that conclusion. That's called the end of correction.
So how does a person come to determine that? Because
by these actions that we perform.
We do a lot of actions. Where is that transition that we see that it's not us doing it?
We are starting to enter it. That there is none else besides him on the still degree. But on the vegetative degree, it's totally different. There we begin to have spiritual life. To determine the Creator, you now need a system.
What does it mean to determine there's none else besides Him? We're sitting here together when we say there's none else besides Him. That doesn't change anything.
No, it doesn't matter because we spoke of the still degree. Nothing matters specifically because of that. Nothing matters. I work, I do everything that was yesterday and today. I simply determine that this is my way to there's none else besides him.
And what is this determining that it's where's this inversion that it's not just words, that I actually live this?
I don't know, we're not talking about that. I don't know what is vegetative.
So meanwhile, just to meet in our different situations and to determine that?
Only? Let's see that you, for 24 hours, you're being activated by the Creator, that you're aware, you're conscious of that, you appreciate that He does everything. Not that you give Him gratitude for it, just simply aware that it's all Him. Let's see you. Mm-hmm. That's adhesion.
Rav, I feel that it's very important that we have maybe a song now, we wake up, or...
You need an awakening? Please, what fits us? Okay. In truth, I think the topic is scrutinized for the time being. We don't need to dwell on it, except for a question for a workshop. Yeah? What do we do so as not to forget about there's none else besides him? Ultimately, everything is this rule of there is none else besides him, except on the degree of the still, that we are activated, operated, but there is none else besides him only. Please, workshop.
We need to clear ourselves up from everything around, to be focused on one thing only. If we want to determine such a thing, that is what is between us. That's what we're doing, that's what we're talking about, that's how we're strengthening each other.
First of all, to delete everything that we thought is spirituality, and to clothe in this new state that Rav is bringing us into, this still degree, even mechanically, to remind each other that there is none besides him, to write it on the hand, I don't know, to do everything so that thing will be before our eyes and eventually will clothe in our feeling.
We will never be able to remember this alone, only if we create such a society and group and environment that will constantly speak about it, remember it, remind us about it, will revive this thing within us.
The environment exists, society exists. I went to took a bathroom break. Everyone is talking about that, like the camels on the ant nest. No problem.
I too agree that everything exists. the environment exists, the tent exists, only your investment, our investment to one another. We need to think of each other as much as possible. These thoughts, they push a person to understand there's none else besides him.
We're talking about it for the past 3.5 hours because it's here. Because we've done this work together, this great exertion, so we can talk about those things, so we can start to work on them. The infrastructure is ready. We just have to continue in the same direction.
Importance. That's what we need. Importance that comes from the environment. Need to deal only with that. Then it acts.
Yeah, it's the whole thing of think and talk about the greatness of the Creator. That's exactly that thing, as much as each tent can be in it. Not that the person will remember it for himself, but for that, so that the friends will think about it. That gives the energy, it forces a person to be in that thought.
I think we need to improve the different forms of Aravut, because Aravut is the most important thing. There has to be less of a word that's kind of, you know, up there in the air, but something more scrutinized, practical, that will penetrate to every state in life. Even states like that camel that was described there in the story. Even things that seem, you know, this concept needs to penetrate and dwell in every state that we're in.
It's like being in the present instead of the past or future. So there's always there's none besides him. Don't think what will happen on the vegetative degree. We have to think of our work and not think of what will we get out of it, what will be later. That's the whole thing of being 100% focused every moment on the task before us.
And even if in that moment there is some illumination that enables us to be in that, then we need to take advantage of that and not disregard that in any way, and to pray that this will be in us regularly, to do external actions towards it, to make sure that the Creator will be like a sun towards us, that will guide us and will walk only towards that.
And in it being the sun for us, to remind each other that there is a sun, and that remind each other that their work, even in the still degree, is to decide to agree that there is such a thing, that we're in it, and it can only happen if every action that we'll make, even an externality, even if you remember about it and you're not there, simply constantly bring it outside so it will exist all the time inside the group.
Annulment in subjugation to you, that's where this state can be discovered.
We heard before that there's no forgetfulness, there's only greatness, importance, and if we care about the greatness and the importance, no one will forget about it.
To strengthen the Aravut between us, the greatness, the importance of the Creator, to remind each other that everything starts from His desire, that's the beginning of everything, and that's where everything ends as well.
The habit. We have to reach a state that it's a habit. That, forgetting means that we didn't even come to use it. If we want to work according to this rule, then there's nothing to say about forgetfulness, rather only how much we're using it or not.
And everything, the way you're sitting, the way you're smiling, the way you're looking at each other, it's Him creating that. Do you remember that now?
To expand our playing field, the field of work, the example we give each other, and to focus it on that point always. That everything that is happening comes from Him, from there is nothing besides Him.
We mustn't forget how important this example that we give one another is, because we're all like hyperactive kids forgetting in a second there's else besides Him, and if we don't cooperate with each other, then we have no chance to succeed even on that level.
I'm trying to think, does it belong to also what we receive from the group? So maybe we can exercise still degree in that everything we receive from the group, we carry it out. Just like the Creator gave you an order. It doesn't matter what they tell you, you do it. This way we'll begin to feel the hand of the Creator working on you through the group.
Everything really is a result of greatness, the greatness of the friends that are here, and my attitude towards the group that can put within me this thought that we didn't even have until we came across this study. And just like we spoke about in the beginning, every person is sure that everything revolves around him, that he does everything, and what he does is meaningful. There has to be this inversion here.
Just to say thank you to the Creator, the Upper Force, that does all those states for us, and we're grateful.
What can we say? I'm saying, let's conquer the still from the state of gravel to a state of a diamond, and we'll find that at the end this is all we have. And at the end, it's only the friends that help you reach there when we can reach it together.
The Congress, the preparation for Congress is a great opportunity to strengthen this, the focus on this point of there is nothing besides him, that everything comes from him, this gathering, huge gathering of power, of our vote, of friends. We have to take advantage of this opportunity with all our might. So we'll remember that everything begins and ends with the Creator.
Maybe it's not the correct form, but every time you think the other way around, then it's like to annul this thing, to see how it's not you in control, it's not us in control of the situation. And then there is this area is opened up to recognize there's nothing besides him.
Just to give it importance constantly, Rav established the next degree of our group. Whoever wants to be part of it has to put himself only in that. This experiment, very simple, very naive almost. There's nothing besides him. Don't confuse us with anything.
What's our Congress called? We are all one. As one. So I think this is exactly bringing ourselves to the degree of the still. That this one force that is acting in us all, how else can we be as one? If not through this principle, so what do we need to do in the Congress and as preparation for it? Go ahead. How do we actually reach this slogan, we are all as one?
To try and to purify, to kind of refine and clarify, just like we sift the gold from the sand. At what point can we unite? At what point we disperse? And if we'll constantly have this sharp scrutiny, what is that point that unites us? What will make us into one? We'll prepare ourselves for the Congress in this way. There we'll receive the power to do it.
Right, it's the most effort just to focus it and to be as one. There's no energy that's going anywhere else. It's just how can we become this one? And how do you constantly find this crystal?
We can be one only in the Creator, only in the goal. That's why we have to constantly raise him, extol him, so that he will be in all the way up in the heavens, and to help each friend be even a millimeter above that will to receive and adhere to the goal. The main thing is, I want to belong to it. There, everyone is together. There, we're all one. If the heart's inclination of everyone will be towards that, to support that, we will be one.
Rav, how does attaining the degree of the still How does that help me annul myself and connect to the friends? How does attaining a degree of the still help me annul myself and connect to the friends? Go ahead.
That's a strong question.
Because we're talking about a congress that we're all as one, right? All of us. So how does my annulment towards the Creator help me? Only that helps me. How does that help me connect to others? On the degree of the still, like a rock and a rock and a rock and a rock, how do these connect? Because in it, with the Creator, in this one place, that's where they connect. There is no active connection between them, but only by being related to this one source, that they feel and attain that they're being activated from this single place. That we're all activated. So is there something common between them? There is. That's the beginning of this oneness. We are all as one. Go ahead, speak about it. Go ahead.
Just to repeat Rav's words, if we all concentrate on that point where we belong to the Creator, and this common belonging, that's what makes of us a single vessel. We all belong to the same source. And if we all belong to the same source, and we put this emphasis on the point of belonging, then this connection between us, we're already similar.
Yep, when we enter the degree of the still, it helps us reveal the state where we're connected. On this degree of the still, we're on it, we're just lacking revelation.
We're always talking with respect to the person in attainment, and we attain in the form of equivalence, a form with the upper force. If he is one, we should be one. In short, we have to feel ourselves as truly one, single body moving together by the same force that activates it.
Each one annuls himself. There's only the Creator that acts, and we're connected in this single action of the Creator that works on us.
Remember, there's this particle accelerator in Switzerland, but everything it does is to accelerate the particles to discover the mass. That's what we do. If we're in the Mem de Kedusha, we become a spiritual mass, and if we're a spiritual mass, it means that the spiritual force is working on us. That's the common thing to all of us. Then we can enter this formula where we can compare things, this plus that equals that, this times that equals that. That's what happens when we generate even the smallest spiritual mass.
We are acting only in order to connect us to the Creator, that each one with his point in the heart wants to tie himself to the light. And by helping each other in this one thing, all with the same intention, the light is what connects us.
And if we're this collection of rocks that have nothing in common, and still inside these rocks there's a common tendency and they all begin to roll in a single direction, the yearning for one source, then they become from this accidental assembly of rocks, they begin to gather into one direction, one being, one essence, and from that there's a chance for the vegetative to appear, a higher degree.
All in all of our mass is a rock, it's nothing. The potential we have, that's the great thing. To be still isn't so smart. The smart thing is being still, connecting the Creator within us. And of course this annulment and the focus on that, that eases the process, makes the entire thing easier, because you focus only on that point of connection between us.
That state where we ascribe everything to the Creator is making this process very simple, because then you don't have any criticism for anything outside of you. Do I ascribe it to the Creator? Yes or no? That's the only test. Then there's no problem. There's nothing that can go wrong. All we have to do is see how we help each other to bring ourselves back to this idea that the Creator is the one who's doing everything. Ascribe everything to Him, and we'll see beautiful changes.
If I was able to ascribe everything to Him, then the friends and everything I see, they are an expression towards me. And if I'm annulled towards Him, then the friends, if I'm annulled to them, then this helps me connect to them and listen to them and assist with them to strengthen myself from this sensation of there's nothing besides Him.
We're not simple. We're not inanimate degree. We belong to the vegetative. So to reach the still degree, we have to start with the society, nullify towards the society, then we'll feel ourselves as still. I don't know. I think if we are placing our focus on that, then what does that have to do with connecting or anything? This is before connection and all those actions we have to do. Rav, what is the difference between when I want to discover that the Creator is working through me and activating me, or that I do it because He is as a landlord, He controls me? Again, what is the difference between either that I'm trying to discover that the Creator is activating me 100% versus me trying to determine that He, as a landlord, is controlling me?
Kadima. You
will scrutinize the question, and then you will maybe reach the answer. I think the point, Rav, I'm just simply reading what we read. Still, is something that does not have an authority of its own. Rather, it is under the authority of its landlord and must satisfy every wish and desire of its landlord. Hence, when the Creator created creation for His glory, as it's written, everyone that, meaning that the Creator created creation for His own needs, the nature of the landlord is imprinted in the creatures, meaning all the creatures cannot work for another but for themselves. Seems a bit more difficult than before what he was saying, a bit more complex. Good. So again, the question, what is the difference between what I discover that the Creator is doing all the actions through me versus me accepting Him as my landlord who obligates me to accept all these actions, that His desire is controlling me, His will is controlling me? Let's say I'm a scientist. I want to research how the upper force works on the person in this world. It's a general system of nature. Or I take Him as a landlord over me, that He has personality. And I too have personality. Or this is the force of nature, and I'm force of nature. What's the difference between the two approaches?
No.
If you talk about it together, you will find out. essential thing of the attitude. I come as a scientist to examine the system, how it works on me, and I towards it versus me coming towards an upper force who rules, who will rule, that I'm willing to accept that he is ruling over me. I let it happen. I want it to happen. Maybe if I treat the Creator as someone who has his own desire and I have my own desire, it allows us to enter some relationship, something more. If it's just two forces that are at work here, it's too cold. If he's working through me and activating me, nothing to do. It works through me. I'm simply activated. Versus he is ruling over me, then there's some freedom of choice here that I have to actively submit to it. Decide that that's how he wants to work, to act. Between the state where there's my authority and there's his authority, and I want to discover now that he's truly activating me, working on me. It's like a fun experiment to see that he exists too, versus a state that appears where he rules over everything, maybe even if I'm not unhappy about it. And now, then I have to agree with his authority. I think that the scientist in this world also must assume that there's some laws in this world, and he aspires to reduce these laws to a single law. Otherwise, if what's the point of science if there's no laws? But the perception of this law that has a purpose, has an aim, that he's trying to awaken you to a certain connection, that's a deeper view. This is a spiritual view of this law. Not that more than it's working, but it's trying to evoke a certain reaction from you towards it.
I'm not able to identify this difference, to reach it, not at all.
It appears like some egoistic creator that does all these things to us. And on the one hand, there's a difference between the essence of I want to participate in it, I want him to do it, I want him to be the authority, or I want to be take part of it. Do I let go of my resistance or not? I don't know which one, where am I letting go more, but the thing of someone who rules over me, I automatically want to resist that.
I think
it's the difference between do I, is it from freedom of choice coming from the Creator and he's doing the action, or is it being forced on it from above? I think that's the difference. Who is the one that it's ascribed to?
I'll continue. What came to me is that maybe it's a difference between going above reason versus going below reason. If I participate in this act and I decide that this is the Creator and He's there and He exists and He does everything, and then I have this active participation, although I'm still agree, but I'm actively ascribing myself to Him, versus I heard about it, they told me this is so, He's the landlord, He's great, and that's why it is so.
Rav, what's the difference between discovering the actions of the Creator upon man, the beginning of the letter, and at the end of the letter? All in all, that's what we discover. So what is the difference between this revelation and the beginning of the letter and the end of it? Go ahead.
The difference is in the depth of the revelation and the number of details.
The matter of participation, the matter. It's all degrees of revelation, of attainment.
I don't know what the difference is.
I think it's fear. That as much as there is fear from the status and how it acts on you, why it acts on you, that's where you can reveal these differences.
I think complete agreement with all his actions and all the created beings and reality and everything he does, and even a desire to do it before he does so. The desire to agree with it and participate with him.
In that case, from there's none else besides him, to that he's good and benevolent. That I agree to the fact that he activates me to also I justify his goodness, that's also for my benefit.
I think the revelation at the end of the ladder should be more refined, more complex, containing more details. There are more discernments, more viewpoints that you can see the end of that revelation and the end of the ladder.
Agreeing from the beginning, from the entrance, it just takes each time more and more, you know, additional states until that you already justify it. In this state, you want it, you agree to it, you want to participate it. And you're always in that same field. Because all in all, it's to accept it that this is how it is. It's not that you agree or not, it's there's none else besides him.
Maybe corresponding to the revelation of evil that the Creator shows you in every degree, you can show the difference between the degrees. Against the coarseness that he reveres, you have the ability to rise above it and ascribe yourself to him.
Okay, I wasn't at the end of the ladder. Well, maybe once, but so it's hard to say what's going on there. But if you think about it, then logically, I guess a person discovers more and more there is an agreement that the Creator is dominant of everything and that you understand the acting mind, and that's the advancement.
The difference is when a person reaches Ein Sof, he sees that there is infinity, and initially he's restricted.
If we're following the concept of one that's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater too, then maybe it's the opposite.
Everything the friend said. At first I didn't know, but now I heard very beautiful answers. The degree of resistance, the degree of justification, all those things.
The difference is in what vessels I need to be in the actions of the Creator. That at the end of the ladder, these are coarser, greater vessels that require more connection with the group, with the ten, maybe even between a few tens.
I heard Rav telling that that's at certain degrees you have a desire to harm the Creator, you want to go against it. The Creator opens himself in everything, and above all that,
Rav, we'll read in accordance to the last question, what's the difference between attaining the Creator at the beginning of the ladder, at the end of the ladder, and to see the still for its revelation. So go ahead.
We'll read letter 1 in the writings of Baal HaSulam.
Can they set this up? Okay, good.
Oh.
Pretty quick. That's very quick. Good job.
How can you ascribe a foreign and filthy thought to the Creator who is the essence of good, who does good, except only the true workers of the Creator. There opens for them initially the knowledge in private providence that He was the one who caused all the causes that preceded it, whether the good and the bad together. And then they are an adhesion in private providence, because He who is connected to pure is pure. And since the guardian is united with its guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good. And they are all loved and all clear, for they are all carriers of God's vessels, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. And it is known by instinct, and to that extent they have knowledge from the end, that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of God's vessels. He has prepared them, from His mouth they've come, and at the end of correction, it will be known to all. However, in between, it is a long and threatening exile. And the biggest trouble is that when one sees some wrongful action, he falls from his degree. And he clings to the famous lie and forgets that he is like an axe in the hand of the cutter. Instead, one thinks of oneself as the owner of this act, and he forgets the reason for all consequences from whom everything comes, and that there is no other operator in the world but him. This is the lesson. Although he knows it at first, still in a time of need, one does not control this awareness and unite everything with the cause, which sentences to a scale of merit.
What are you looking at me like this for? I have nothing to add. What's not clear? I want to hear what's not clear. Just to say it's not clear, that's unclear. What isn't clear? Read it again.
Again, from letter 1 in the writings of Baal HaSulam. How can you ascribe a foreign and foul thought to the Creator, who is the epitome of the good who does good?
But we need to ascribe all the thoughts to Him, yes or no? So how can we? What's He asking here? How can we? Of course we can. We must.
No.
What do you mean?
However, only to the true workers of God does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. Then they are cohesive with private providence, for all who are connected to pure are pure. And since the guardian is united with its guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good. They are all loved and all clear, for they are all carriers of God's vessels, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by instinct, and to that extent, they have knowledge from the end, that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of God's vessels. He has prepared them, and from His mouth they've come, and at the end of correction it will be known to all. However, in between, it is a long and threatening exile. And the biggest problem is that when one sees some wrongful action, he falls from his degree, and he clings to the famous lie, and forgets that he is like an axe in the hand of the cutter. Instead, one thinks of oneself as the owner of this act, and forgets the reason for all consequences from whom everything comes, and that there is no other operator in the world but Him. And this is the lesson. Although one knows it at first, still in a time of need, one does not control this awareness to unite everything with the cause, which sentences to a scale of merit. And this is the entire reply to his letter.
באיגרת הרב טוען שזו גלות ארוכה.
In the letter, Rav says that it's an extended exile. It's felt. If it's a long exile, then how do we shorten this exile?
גלות ארוכה.
Rav, this long exile is
פעולות רבות
that there are many actions from activating the desire from the Creator until this desire revealed him in full, meaning found that he alone acts, activates and manages everything. And what's given to us is to acquire all of the same systems that the Creator has in order to determine, to learn that there is none else besides Him. That is why we need this entire path. We need to find all of the system, how the Creator is treating us. So we ourselves need to see that we'll feel, know the depth of all these actions in order to determine that they're all from none else besides Him. To its full depth, to all of its thought that He wanted to benefit created beings. Yes? So I understand one must go through all these stages? Rav, of course you must, otherwise how will you reach adhesion? That in our system will be exactly as His system. That we come as a person, as the general figure, and that we adhere to Him. Yes?
But the way He describes it, check, in the work you have this shortcut. There's a shortcut, and here, according to what I feel, that the revelation has to be in such a way. And
No. What's your shortcut? What? To skip a few actions? No.
No, here it says that the exile is long. So that we can shorten it.
But the shortcut is in through accelerating, by you yourself wanting to advance, not that you have this leap, you jump over something, that you skip a few actions, no, because then you'll be lacking the kli. How will you find it?
It's writing later on that in between he sees that the wisdom is from the knowledge at the end and the love is from the knowledge at the beginning, and then he rises to eternity and everything is from the wars during the exile, and everybody knows that it's only just tricksters and jokes, and there's no way to lighten the war.
He writes this from such a high state that, okay, we are advancing towards the end. What do you want? You woke up.
No. Just now. If we say that we're talking about the vegetative degree.
No.
Okay, the still degree.
Okay.
בדרגה דומם בקביעות.
In the still degree, do we need to be in permanence?
Permanence, nothing more than still, nothing. Whoever says to me something that there is, I'll smack him. I will. You need to learn the approach to the study, the approach to attainment. That's the only thing I'm focused on.
Is our destination to hold on to still impermanence?
Constantly, and the vegetative and animate you'll find within the still. If you exit the still, you won't find anything. It all starts from the still.
Again, we have to be in it in permanence, 24/7, absolutely.
Of course.
And only then you can talk about the next thing.
No, and all the rest of the degree, you'll begin to find in that.
But only after I'll be 100% 24 hours in that?
More or less.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to understand. Can we advance in spirituality by entering a demand, not a demand, not a covenant, an obligation, commitment towards eternity, one towards the other, to hold on to it during the lesson, advance like that, from lesson to lesson? Or we have to be in it in an absolute way, 24 hours a day, and then advance.
24 hours a day.
In the 10, in the workshop, we felt that this is inhuman.
What?
To be the still degree.
Of course it's inhuman. It is completely not for people. Only for those that want to resemble the Creator. To discover Him. Of course. What is that, something new? This is work, this is actions for special people. Of course. Those who have a degree.
There's a feeling in the workshop of, let's call it, common despair.
Despair? Good. I'd be very, very happy to see you lying here on the floor, motionless, and I don't know what. Of course, good. Finally, you'll see who you are. You'll know. Yes.
Well, on the one hand, the ego says, let's try more and more and more. On the other hand, all the years that we've gone through, they show us that the ego can just keep feeding that. So what do we do?
What do you do?
I'm asking the beginner's question. What do we do?
We're thanking the Creator to revealing the truth to us. Although we are the chosen ones, we've had the privilege of coming closer to see the truth. I'll tell you what, in life there was never such a thing in the world that from such lowly will to receive in this state of the environment, so many people are talking about the still of sanctity. That is something great. That you, as children who want to jump up and down, I deserve this or what, like a small child that does, has these tantrums. Look, you're right. You can demand it. But also to understand from what we read how this is already a unique state. We, with great force and a sense of overcoming, we try and focus on the first degree of the ladder. And that is the most difficult one. Yes. Okay, so what can you do? What do? You do what I say. That's it. Is that clear? That's it. There's nothing else to do. I also explain it logically, what needs to be done, how. do it. You'll see that it's very soon, within a few days even, until the Congress, you'll see that you can conquer this degree, if you want. But it's something very, very clear to constantly be in recognition, to try that the Creator is working through me, what I'm talking, what I'm seeing, how I'm seeing, what I'm thinking, what I want. Everything is there and activating me. What's so difficult here?
How do we take that decision? Everyone here already took that decision and couldn't hold on to it. Why? How can we take that decision? I heard you say many times that you took the decision and from that moment, boom.
You want to hold on to that?
Very much.
You sure?
I think so.
Pray for the others. Then you'll hold on to it. That is the only way. If you'll care for yourself, you won't be able to hold on.
What was wrong in all my requests to date for the friends that it doesn't hold?
You didn't care for them. You did not care for them. Would you have cared for them? You would not have let this go. The light would have worked through you. The Creator would then have activated you in such a way.
Can you describe the correct request for the friends?
I want my friends to constantly be in recognition, in awareness. That includes everything inside, feeling, understanding. I want them to be aware of the fact that the Creator is constantly activating them. I'm constantly concerned about that, that they won't detach of that. That's the prayer. And then I ask of the Creator, to make sure that they won't forget about Him. That's it.
And how do we do it so that I would truly feel it and it wouldn't be...
I'll feel it, that will come later. That I feel it, I'm not praying, I'm not thinking about what I'll feel. I'm praying for them to feel and not me.
But I feel that as if I'm just reading words and not from some inner pain.
Fine, do that a long time and you'll see that the feeling will come too.
No.
Go on.
סתם שהם ירגישו שהבורא ייתן להם את ההרגשה הזאת כל הזמן.
That they would feel it, or that the Creator will give them that feeling, will hold on to them.
Of course, that the Creator. Again, you're asking after everything was spoken about, that they'll have this feeling out of what? Out of who? From what source?
So I pray for the Creator to hold the friends in that feeling that He is activating them and He's...
Yes. Yes. Go on, Rami.
It's as if I have a complaint to the Creator that He's not right, that He didn't give him the correct request. And now Rami, I turn to him, Creator give him the right thought, and now He will give him.
Right. He did that on purpose, so you'll ask for Him. And without you, they won't get it.
So the Creator is waiting for me, doesn't know what to do.
It's in the system that they get only according to your request.
I'm the boss.
Right.
They don't get. The Creator doesn't know what to do until...
Don't say He doesn't know.
No, that He waits for me to ask.
He did it that way.
And otherwise He wouldn't give it to them.
He won't give it.
So I'm the Creator's boss.
You're not His boss. You determine it, but you're not His boss. Don't call it that way. The Creator acts everything. You are incapable of doing it. But you can ask of Him to do it to them.
And if I won't ask, He won't do it?
He won't do it.
So I manage Him?
In that you do.
So I decide how the Creator will behave towards my friends.
He put it into the system that way that you'll be capable of doing that. Yes, that your deficiency activates Him on them. Yes? That's how everyone is towards everyone else. No one can nourish himself, can feed himself. Each one needs to give the spoon to the other.
Now, what I think depends on what Gershon thinks on the Creator to think of me.
We'll talk about that later, but yes.
So he's to blame that he's not working on me, that I'm not asking him to work on him?
Yes, smack him. Say that I told you to do it.
Is there a simpler way to attain spirituality?
What can be simpler? I don't understand. That you're interdependent. Finish it off between you, and that's it.
It's hard to take them out for a beer together.
Mister, buy them. It said, buy yourself a friend. That's it. Buy them. Because without him you won't receive, so you need to pay. Time's up. Ah, good. That's what I was told.
After great struggles, we've reached the daily task. I think the Rav determined, we have to do what he says. The task is as follows. What can we do so the friends in the 10 will feel all the time that they are activated by the Creator? What can we do so that the friends in the 10 would feel that they are constantly activated by the Creator?